Oh, good morning, everybody. Good morning, young men and young ladies. It's good to see your bright, smiling faces. Now, remember, in 3 weeks, we're going to need you to be in shape. We need you in walking shape, okay? Because we're going to have you go around and collect dollars again starting then, all right? So we're going to have you be doing that as we get closer. But for today, Frank and Mark. Frank and Mark were next-door neighbors. And as next-door neighbors, and they were about the same age, two boys, and they decided that they should be friends and they should play together and do things, and they did a lot of playing together. Now, the trouble was, between Frank's yard and Mark's yard, there was a stream or a creek that went right between their yards. And it was fun to play in the creek, but they couldn't get across it. And so if Frank wanted to go to Mark's house, or Mark wanted to go to Frank's house, and he didn't want to get their feet wet, they had to go all the way around to the front of the property to get to the other one's house and ring the doorbell to say, hey, can you play? And they got to thinking about this one day while they were there by the creek, and they said, you know, we ought to fix this. Let's build a bridge across the creek. That sounded like a good idea, didn't it? Let's build a bridge. Okay, well, the only problem was they didn't know how to do that. They didn't know how to pound nails or do whatever. So how do we do this? And then they got to thinking, well, let's look around at Dad's shed. So they did, and they found this big piece of wood. And they said, aha, a bridge. And they hauled it out, and they thought, well, hopefully it's big enough. And so they pulled it out, and they stood it up on one side of the water and pushed it over so it would go over the other side and go ka-flop. And it landed in the water instead of on the other side of the water. It wasn't long enough. And they got to looking at it, and Mark said to Frank, that isn't going to work anyway because that piece of wood sags in the middle. That wouldn't hold us walking across. How can we build a bridge across the house? And they kind of stopped there and said they maybe ought to both ask their dads if they could help them with how do we figure out how to do this engineering feat of get the right bridge to go across so that we can go right back and forth between each other's houses without having to go all the way around and we won't get our feet wet. Well, okay, but it was about time to go in anyway for supper, and so, okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow. And so they went in their home, and as Frank got it, went to go in the house, Mom said, oh, Frank, I'm glad you're home early. We're going to have a good evening tonight for dinner. We're going to have the Habib family from just down the road. They just moved in. They're our new neighbors. And we're going to have them over for dinner tonight. And Frank said, no, I don't want to do that. Well, why not? Well, because I don't know them. And they have a boy my age, but I don't even know how to pronounce his name. And they talk funny. They talk with a different accent. I don't understand what they have to say. I don't know how to talk to them. And the boy my age, he's not one of my friends. I think I'm going to go see if I can eat at Mark's house tonight. You go ahead and meet with the Habibs. Well, how do you think Mom handled like that idea? Mom said, now, Frank, actually what she said was, now, Francis, any of you ever have when Mom uses your real full name, you go, uh-oh, this isn't good. Any of you had that happen? Huh? You haven't had that happen? Oh, well, Frank's real name was Francis, and when Mom said, now, Francis, okay, that meant, ooh, this is serious. How dare you say such a thing like that? Of course you're going to stay here for supper tonight, and we're gonna get to know the Habib family again. And Frank said, Mom, they're weird. Well, that took Frank past being Francis to getting a dirty look to. Oh, and Mom said, they're not weird. they're new here in the neighborhood, and they're new in this part of the country, and they may think that we do things a little different than they do. So, okay, they think we're do things a little different, like we think they do things a little different. And may I remind you, Frank, what was it you and Mark wanted to do this afternoon? What did you ask us to do to help us do? Well, I want to build a bridge across. And Mom said, that's right. And we're going to work tonight to build a bridge to the Habib family. And we're going to get to know them, and they're going to get to know us. And by doing that, we're going to build a bridge to our new neighbors. Can we do that, folks? Can we build a bridge to other people that might not be our friends yet, but they should be? Can we do that? Can we build a bridge to relationships with other people? Dear Jesus, help us to remember that you're a God who loves all of us. Help us to remember to build bridges in relationships with other people so that we can be friends with more people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming down. I'll ask you to very quietly, very reverently go back to your seats.